Hey community, it is Zana. How are you doing? I know it has been such a long time since I got on this podcast and started talking to you. I don't actually even know when I last recorded an episode. It's been that long, which is kind of tragic, but at the same time, there's been a lot going on, and I'm here to update you. We're going to delve into everything that has been happening, but the main part of this is the fact that I've actually changed the name of this podcast, and it's something that I've been thinking about for quite a while, and there was a lot of resistance that came up, which is why it's taken me a minute to actually act on it and finally do it. But I'm really, really excited for this change, even though it's quite scary to make. Like, I think because I've already had over 80 episodes or something on this podcast, it feels like such a drastic decision to make to go and change the podcast and also the format of this podcast. So it's like a proper weird thing to do. And I did even consider starting a new podcast, but I don't want to start a new platform. I've already built this one. I love this podcast and it's not going anywhere, but I just feel like I've completely outgrown the name Solar Trip in all senses of it, not just the podcast, but like I used to post spiritual content on my Instagram that was called Solar Trip and stuff, and I just feel like, in fact, actually even my WhatsApps where I send inspirational messages, I called them Solar Trips, and now I'm like, I'm kind of over the name, it doesn't resonate anymore, and I also don't like the format of this podcast and how I used to do things. So we need to switch up, because before I would record so many series on my YouTube and then I would just copy the audio from the Solar Trip podcast episode that was on my YouTube. I would copy it to all of the podcast apps and it would literally be the same thing on YouTube and on the podcast apps, but I would only delve into things about spirituality and about shadow work and like doing all of the inner work basically, and then everything else to do with life, like relationships and conscious entrepreneurship and just like all the other areas of life, would be completely missed out because they would just stay on my YouTube and not be put on the podcast apps. And it just doesn't resonate anymore. Like, I want this to be about the whole of life, because that is the whole purpose of it. You know, it was called Solar Trip because it was about the journey of life, and I was only sharing like a small portion of it, and then it was also being the same thing that I would put on YouTube, so it just really doesn't resonate anymore. And I want this to be more of like shadow work, streams of consciousness, where I can just sit down, plug my microphone into my phone and record my thoughts about whatever kind of specific thing I want to talk about. And that's exactly what we are finally doing, and it's not going to be put on YouTube. It's completely separate to YouTube, which feels really, really good. Firstly, because it means I don't have to like do my whole lighting setup and my makeup and like sit down trying to get the perfect background and stuff, which obviously takes a lot more effort, and I tend to spend a full day just filming my YouTube video. So to be able to just sit here at my altar after I've just spent the morning meditating, still got my candles lit, I pulled some tarot, like I was delving into my own money wounds and stuff, because that's just been my focus lately. And then I decided, let me just film this podcast or record it, because I'm not actually filming on camera, but like, let me sit down and record this podcast. And there's just a lot more freedom with that. And it means I can, you know, delve into more personal things because there's less pressure where I'm not on camera and stuff. So I just feel like this can be way more raw and vulnerable and delve into so many different things and the full area of life, like every single aspect of it, not just spirituality and like focusing on one thing kind of thing. But also I can get more personal with it as well, because I'm able to sit here for longer, the episodes are longer, whereas on my YouTube I try and keep it to like 15 minutes or something so that it's not too long. But in podcasts it's kind of expected that they're going to be like half an hour to an hour or something, so these can be way longer. So yeah, this just feels way more authentic and I'm really excited to be doing it, but it does feel a little bit weird, so just bear with me as I get comfortable again and get back into the swing of things, because there has been a lot going on in my life. And if you follow me on YouTube or on social media, then you will have seen the fact that I am pregnant. But I've been pregnant a while because I'm actually due next month. So there's just been so much going on. I've even filmed about my first trimester and how awful that was, which is why I disappeared initially, because I just could not function. And now, like, the second trimester hit and now the third, and everything feels good and stuff. But of course, if you have ever been pregnant or have children, you will know that it's a huge life change. And so I cannot predict what the future is going to be like. And that feels very much out of my control, and I really do not like what that feels like. So I'm having to, like, slow down, stop trying to plan and control every aspect of my life, especially when it comes to work and creativity, and just kind of roll with the inspiration and stuff. So for this podcast, for this podcast, I want to start with just uploading one a month, because I don't want to commit to, like, weekly uploads or two weekly uploads, like fortnightly, and then not be able to keep up with it and then just fall off again. I would rather just let's set it at one a month on the first Sunday of every month, and then if I'm able to increase it, like once the baby gets here and I know what to expect and I know what's happening, then if I'm able to increase it, I will do. But if I'm not, then at least I've not, like, over exerted or overset the, what's it called, like, I've not put out high expectations and then kind of let myself down or fallen off of it, because one a month feels doable. So we're going to just roll with that, and then if I'm able to increase it, I will do, but we'll just see what happens. There's a lot of unexpected and, like, out of control things going on, and I don't know what's going to happen. But the best part about it is that it is really making me, like, reevaluate what I actually want and what feels authentic to me and what feels good and, like, all of that kind of stuff. You know, I feel like I'm going through a major initiation right now, which is definitely what pregnancy can do to you. But also, I'm in my Saturn return. In fact, I'm nearly finished with my Saturn return. Like, the last year has been my Saturn return. And if you know anything about astrology, Saturn is the teacher. Like, it is the one that will humble you to shit. And that is what's happening. I've been reevaluating my whole life and my outlook on life and my beliefs and just, you know, everything, to be honest. So there is a lot to talk about. And I have so many topic ideas. Like, I have a list of things written down already for this podcast, as well as for my YouTube. There's just essays upon essays of things I can talk about. So I'm really, really excited to delve into everything. And I'm sure it'll get way more personal and stuff, because there's a lot going on. And I'm really just, I feel, like, overwhelmed with excitement about it and, like, inspiration. All of the ideas since getting more clear on what I want have just been flowing and flowing and flowing. And then I'm like, oh my God, what one do I do first? I don't know how to act with this, because there's just so many, which is, like, I'm so grateful for it, because there's been many times where I had no motivation whatsoever. So, like, I'm really grateful for all of these ideas, but I just have to, like, be way more intentional and slow down and do one thing at a time. So that is what we are doing. There is a lot coming, and yeah, I'm just really excited. As well as the fact that this podcast is changed to Elemental Mirror, which is the name of my jewelry brand, my handmade crystal jewelry that I have been making for, I think, what year are we in right now? I think it's been about a year and a half, you know, which is kind of wild. I can't believe it's been that long, but oh, it's been incredible. And I'm expanding that shop as well to other things that I use in my daily life. So there's things that I've been creating behind the scenes that nobody knows about except people in my household. So there's more things coming there, and it's things that I use in my daily life to support me with my energy work and shadow work and inner child healing and stuff. So I'm really, really excited to be able to offer those to you guys. And I just wanted to keep this podcast cohesive with the brand that I already have. And that's why I want to call it Elemental Mirror as well, because, you know, everything that we're doing is kind of like a mirror. We're doing mirror work, we're doing shadow work, life is a mirror and all of that, plus the five elements and being able to utilize those, especially through tarot, because that helps you to channel the different elements of like the pentacles, the swords, you know, fire, water, earth, all of that. So I want to keep the podcast name cohesive with the jewelry brand, because I also have other ideas for the future that will also be in line with this name too. So yeah, I told you there's a lot of ideas. So just stay tuned, roll with me on this journey. I'm working on my album as well, and that is coming. So there's just so many things that I can share and talk about in the future, as well as delving into all of the different shadow work and like beliefs that I'm uncovering about myself that I definitely think are societal, and different types of programming and things that hopefully will help you as well on your journey, because it's kind of a cultural thing that a lot of us have and a lot of us struggle through, to be honest. So yeah, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it all and do a lot of shadow work through this podcast. In fact, the next episode, because I've already attempted to record this one several times, so the next episode is already recorded, and that one is literally me talking to you whilst doing shadow work, because I was feeling so emotionally overwhelmed and I just decided to sit here and talk about it all, and then loads of revelations happened while I was talking about it. So definitely stay tuned for that one next month, because it was a powerful video for me and it's helped me delve into so many different money wounds and like scheduling and daily lifestyle kind of thing. So yeah, there's a lot coming, and I really, really appreciate you sticking by me and for all of your listening on the podcast, like all of the, I don't know if it's called streams, like it is in music. Is it called streams? I don't know, but all of your plays and listens and just support and everything, it really, really means a lot. And it's so incredible to be able to do something that I love and just create all of the things that I enjoy and that I use in my own life, you know, especially music as well, because that's something that I just have been obsessed with since I was like 13. So yeah, I'm just really, really grateful, and I hope that you are doing well. I hope that your life is going well as well, and that everything is okay with you. But if it's not, it's okay, because we all go through these phases and stages, and everything is temporary, and we're going to roll through this life together. And hopefully the things that I touch on will help you in your journey. But you can always reach out to me as well on WhatsApp or on Instagram or wherever you prefer, to be fair. All of that will be in the description. But you can always reach out to me if you have anything that you're going through, and if there's anything that you want me to talk about, or if you just want someone to speak to and just message. Like, I very often sit there and chat to people about what they're going through as well, and try and give advice where I can. But, you know, just having a sounding board can sometimes really help. So yeah, definitely reach out if you want someone to speak to, or if you have any topics that you want me to talk about. I'm always open to those, and I will speak to you in the next episode. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have the best week. Bye.